Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Robin Roberts. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Stewart. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaines hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Brand and he is safe. Landrum steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Brand and he is out, Aspromonte applying the tag. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of May. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Brand and he is out, Lilis applying the tag. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clemens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Roberts is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Astros. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Clemens. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaines is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lilis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lilis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ellsworth, and towards Beckert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landrum strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Buell now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clemens. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Joe Gaines. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Aspromonte tags and moves to third. 1 out. It's 5-0, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. It's 6-0, Astros. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brand is 0-for-2 in the game. Brand takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rusty Staub now playing right field. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Brand for a passed ball. Bailey moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stewart hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Roberts scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. Bailey moves to third. 1 out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Bob Buell. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of May. Burton reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. It's 6-1, Astros. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burton scores. It's 6-2, Astros. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staub moves to second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brand is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brand bunts towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. May moves to second. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Clemens. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. May scores. It's 8-2, Astros. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lillis moves to third. Roberts moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lillis tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Astros. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bailey settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bailey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Doug Clemens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clemens is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to third. 2 outs. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.